Welcome to the greatest movie ever made, the long-awaited return. We've gotten so many requests to bring it back.
At least one.
At least none.
At least zero.
At least zero.
Maybe less than that, let's be real.
We got some negative numbers.
Oh.
We've had four episodes previous to this.
This is our fifth. This is five?
This is five.
This is the anniversary.
This is a milestone, guys. Welcome to the greatest movie ever made.
Podcast.
This podcast is a podcast where we take your submitted tweets of fake movies, and we give them a full story. We give them character. We give them a story, an ending, a resolution. And all you gotta do is tweet at TGMEM Podcast. That's just the acronym for the greatest movie ever made. Podcast. TGMEM Podcast.
If you don't fucking tweet at us once, we end the podcast.
In this 1 week period?
Yes.
It's been Goodbye. A break. We've had a break. We've had a 3 week break before, since our last episode.
Why, you ask? Well, first off, you didn't ask. So let's move on.
Second of all, we've been busy.
And that about sums us up.
That was my sip. That was my first sip of the year. Ever.
You got a lot to learn, buddy.
Alright, well, previously, let's recap, because it's our five, it's an anniversary episode. We got Titanium Titty, we got Scooby-Doo, and He Dies.
Nope.
We had Star Wars 10, but I didn't put that in the title, because it was like 10 minutes, and Ben was really awkward in the first episode.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, we got episode 2 with Don Hugan's Heist and The River Bleeds. We got episode 3 with Blowholes 3 and The Flambe of a Lifetime. We got episode 4. Wi-Fi or die, and Double D smells again.
Tweet us if you've listened to any of those.
Oh my god! So, guys, we have some breathtaking news. We got a tweet. We got a tweet with four movie title suggestions on them.
Now, hold on.
No.
Leave it at that?
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay.
Was it a legit tweet?
It was a legit... We got tweeted at. We posted it on our profile. please. Okay, guys, but if you want, we're gonna feature two of these titles today. If you want your tweets featured on this podcast, make sure to tweet at us at TGMEM Podcast.
Who tweeted us?
Let me read who it is.
Was it a fan?
Oh, we have to shout them out because why
was
not?
Was it a fan?
Zach S. Z Statkus at Z Statkus. Zach S. Congratulations.
You did it!
Zach S. is the first one,
guys.
You did
it, Zach!
We did it. We won. Goodbye.
One more question.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Zach before?
No.
Okay.
Let's move on.
What do we got from Zage?
Okay, we got some options. Now, I don't want to read them all out because we're going to probably use another two or something next week.
We got to draw them out.
Okay.
We're gonna stretch them, you know, stretch the ranch a little bit.
All right, so I'm just gonna point the ones that I think is a good one.
So where does he start with?
It starts from here.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We could start with that. Maybe this one and that one today, or maybe this one and that one. We're picking.
Sure. I don't really freaking give a god dang about it.
All right. Well, we'll start with. Oh, well, I guess everyone freaking knows the suggestions anyway, because they're
on
our Twitter.
Yeah, we don't have to hide them anymore.
All right, so Zach tweeted us with four titles. One of them is...
Zach!
One of them is...
Yay, Zach!
One of them is Tsar Wars, like the Russian Tsar. We got All Tweens Go to Hell. We got Green Day, What Happened? 2023. And we got Super Sad Man. That's sad.
And we will go with none of these. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to go with one of our own. We're going to go with All Tweens Go to Hell. We should do that. We should do All Tweens Go to Hell.
Okay.
Let's start with that.
Okay.
All Tweens Go to Hell. Let's give it.
Is this some sort of, like, kind of edgy, like, middle schooler movie? Okay. Next movie.
I think it's like one of those like cliche high school movies.
Well, that's kind of, I think it's tweens, so it's more middle school, right?
Okay, but it's like it's like that classic like school, like they're in school. Well, yeah. Hey, I'm Patrick. And this is my friend Bobby. That's Marissa. She's hot.
Exactly. But it's like middle school. It's cuz a tween is like 11, 12, 13, like 10, 11, 12, right?
Yeah, 10, 11, 12.
That's like middle school, right?
Yeah, that's middle school.
Cuz you start high school like what, 14?
Pretty
much. Yeah. Yes. So it's like kind of like an edgy.
Yeah.
I mean, it has the word.
It's a coming of age.
It has
story.
The word hell in it, and it's for middle school.
All tweens go to hell.
And I feel like in you know, these types of movies, the word hell is introduced in high school. For these cliche movies, they add the word hell in the high school versions, you know, to make it edgy. Mm-hmm. This is really edgy for middle schoolers.
These are 10-year-olds saying hell.
Doing crack cocaine.
Black tar heroin.
They you get are, by the spoonful.
They are literally covered in needle
I freaking
shots.
Love the image of just eating cocaine with a spoon.
Okay. Well, we gotta have something that kind of differentiates this movie from the others, but we'll get there. Let's get our characters. We gotta have a main character.
What about Dave?
If you ever bring that up in another one of these movies, I'm ending the podcast. Okay?
Dave. Goodbye. Finally. We're ending it.
We're done. No, not Dave. Frick off.
I still don't understand what's wrong with Dave.
Well?
David.
Oh, no, that's too close.
David Blaine.
I mean, is David really like a tween name? It's not even that tween.
That was an accident. Any tween out there named Dave, I'm sorry.
You should be named.
I think you exist, and I think you have a place on this earth, and I'm going to come and get you.
You're going to bring him to me, or I'm going to murder you. Okay? Now, how about, I liked Patrick.
Patrick's a side character.
Okay, Patrick is the side character.
Patrick is like a kind of maybe like what, nerdy best friend?
I'm thinking like literally just Patrick Starr.
Well, that's where I got side character from pretty much.
Oh, okay, so SpongeBob. And they got this crazy side character named Squidward.
He beats the crabs.
I hope. Why? Why? Was it worth it?
No. Yes.
Ben just opened a Snapchat on podcast. And I was like, "What? Why?" And he said it was worth it. And then I said, was it worth it? And he said, no.
And then I said, yes.
After he said, no.
And then you said, Ben, okay.
Could go to the present here, but that's trippy.
No, it's not.
And then Ben said, no, it's not.
And then I killed myself.
All right. So we got, Harvey. Harvey.
Harvey?
No, not Harvey.
Harley.
Harley.
Come on.
All right, we're going to do Harley. Harley's this edgy kid, right? He's got the half-covered emo hair, where it covers half his face, covers his eye.
Wow.
Yeah, Harley's...
That's the main character?
Yeah.
I view that as not even a side character, just like a background character.
No, he's the main
character. With minimal lines.
He's the main character, because remember... Okay, premise. He goes to hell.
The movie opens with a gun to his head.
Harley goes bye-bye. Eventually Harley is killed. By the way, I just gotta point out, Ben and I are wearing the same exact shirt today.
It's same color shorts. And we got black socks on.
Wow.
And we're both wearing the same pair of underwear. Sharing the same one.
We are actually,
twinning.
I'm wearing the same face, too. I bought it online.
I cut yours off. Wet in here.
Okay, so Harley eventually gets killed. We'll get to the exposition in a bit. He eventually, we just want to like pinpoint our main points of the movie. Harley gets killed. Harley goes to hell. Harley's dad is the devil.
No, his mom is God.
Oh my God! That is crazy! That is such a crazy dynamic! Can
and
we do that?
And it's take your son to work day.
Wait, what? What does it even mean?
Because dad took him to hell.
Okay. What's the point of his mom being God? Is that going to raise some controversy because God is a woman?
There's a sniper shot on my head right now.
A laser. There's a red dot on your head.
I gotta be careful. No. I mean, I was just talking. I don't think it really matters.
Okay, whatever. Okay, well, fine. No. How about no? Harley gets killed. He gets sent to hell because he's done some bad things. He's emo.
Didn't want to say that out loud.
Ben?
What? What were you about to say there?
Well, I was about to actually say something totally different, but I started with Ben, which made me think that I was just about to say what you were doing.
This is what I thought you were going to do.
But I wasn't going to do that.
But I thought it.
But I'm just saying right now, I actually was not going to do that.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about it all tomorrow.
What were you going to say that was different?
Shoot, I kind of forget. Well, only Harley...
Only gone on a useless tangent.
Harley gets killed,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, because he's really emo. Like, how about this movie is, like, a super kind of, like, Christian movie? And so, have you seen,
I have not.
The Dark Dungeons thing? I think John Tron made a video on it. Can we say his name on here?
He's never gonna hear it.
John Tron made a video on Dark Dungeons, this movie.
Oh, the like the college like cult thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
The D&D.
Yeah, the D&D.
It can be like a little bit like that, but he's a super emo. He listens to rap.
Well, let's just get John Tron to write this podcast for us.
That would be great, John Tron. John, if you're listening,
he just burst through the window. I'm here.
If you're listening, hit us up. On Twitter, at TG. Do people not know, like, what I'm saying? Do people think I'm saying TGN?
Don't get mad at them.
Okay, sorry.
I think it's a lot to ask for tweets.
It's not.
But. No, just tweet at us.
TG.
Think about
okay, I'll spell it out. T. Theta.
Now you've thrown them off.
G. Gorilla. M. Maroon. E. Eggplant. M. Fox. Podcast.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Podcast as in podcast.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Tweet at TGMEM podcast. Okay, let's continue with All Tweens Go to Hell. Welcome back, everyone. So we got Harvey. Gotten nowhere.
Harley.
Harley. Okay, let's continue this. Harley dies. He gets killed. He gets shot.
How far into the movie?
By God.
He has a Glock 18.
God?
Mm-hmm.
God kills.
Wait, why does God kill?
No, God doesn't kill.
God does kill quite a bit, right?
Right.
I mean, like, a lot. Did he kill the whole world?
At one point.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, God. Could have not killed us or something. Harley dies by he got himself in a tumble.
With some bullies.
With some bullies.
And they knock him on the ground and they beat the life out of him.
And they actually murder him.
With a knife. They cut his brain out.
It's an R movie. And Harley goes to hell.
Yeah, I thought this was, like, relatable for middle schoolers, though, like, 10-year-olds.
Well, that's the thing about it. It's gonna be an edgy movie, so it's gonna be for an edgy audience.
Our target audience has to take their parent to the movie to see it with them. Has to.
I mean, here's the thing. We want as many pedophiles to come in here as we want, as we can, you know? We're gonna have at least four preteen sex scenes.
If you want pedophiles in, you can make it rated G.
Oh my God, you're right.
Because more kids will go. More kids will go.
It's like that type of pedophile where they don't interact, but they like they're like voyeur. Well, you're a pedophile.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Can we talk about this? That is shaking his head.
With the wide eyes. No, no, no. Stop.
Okay. Well, great. Let's continue with
how
this story.
How far into hell does he go to school? How far into school does he? How far into the movie does he go to hell?
I think maybe hour, it's hours, his. Hours, I think maybe hours, it's his inciting incident. It's right after the exposition.
Oh, look at
it's
this.
Right
guy,
after
this
we get
film language.
It's right after we get that background information.
Mm.
His whole life changes. He dies.
Will you take a film class or something?
I did.
Did?
I did. I do. I do take a film class. Do you? Huh?
I take a film class. You take a gay class.
I take a screenwriting class.
Get away from me right now.
Okay, this. Bye. Fine, you know what? You can do the podcast all by yourself.
Okay, we've done this before and it worked out well. So his inciting incident is that he gets killed. How does he die?
He gets shot.
He gets shot. Drive-by shooting.
Yeah.
The principal gets fed up with him.
He's like an edgy tween. He, like, is out on the town, out on the prowl.
And he's like, I'm going to go to that sketchy part of town because it's going to be fun. I'm gonna
find
some heroin needles and I'm going to eat them.
Mm-hmm. That's all the kids are doing these days.
Crunchy.
Good source of protein.
Oh.
So he dies. He gets shot at a drive-by shooting, I guess.
Iced tea.
Ice T shoots him.
We got Ice T.
We cast it. I already emailed it
for a 3-second shot of just a car driving by really quickly and just shooting the kid and driving away.
So Harley dies. He gets sent to hell. And the devil. There needs to be something about the devil
Is
and
the
Harley's
devil really
relationship. No, I don't think it should be his dad. But I think there should be some sort of relationship between the devil and Harley. I think Harley is going to be, like, the devil's successor.
Wow. This is a bad kid.
Well, in the sense that he shows a great deal of leadership.
Does he? Do emo kids show leadership? Or
well,
they,
I mean, it's a coming-of-age story.
Don't they stray from the pack and do their own thing?
Well, they do. They do. But I'm saying, eventually, at the end of the movie, he shows how much of a leader he can be. And so then the devil, the Satan... is like
Lucifer the devil
Saint Lucy is like the correct terminology.
That's what God calls him. Lucy makes fun of him because he's the devil.
Dumb old Lucy. So Harley,
I was gonna say something bad about Lucy.
About what?
About Lucy. Okay,
so Harley,
he's in hell.
Yes.
And the devil, day in and day out.
Day in and day out. He
stabs him with a pitchfork.
So here's the thing, because the devil would usually send everyone who comes to hell, he sends them to the pits of fire, we'll just say, okay? He sends them to the pits of fire, but he sees a twinkle in Harley's eye.
This isn't Santa Claus.
Okay, you're right.
Scratch the whole movie idea.
He sees something in Harley. He,
in his blood.
Ooh, that could be interesting. Like, something
black.
Genetically. Like, something blood. Genetic. Like, maybe he has a power of being the devil.
Okay, wait. I don't know if... I don't think the devil works like that. I think the devil's the devil forever.
Well, he's gonna die eventually. Yeah. In this world, the devil dies.
Okay. In this world. This
okay.
world being our world.
Now, I think that the kind of end, like the kind of end of the middle of the movie is Harley actually becoming the new devil. But he realizes, like, this is where it starts to kind of turn.
He's like a 10 years old.
He realizes this is a shitty job. And so he's like against it, right? And he wants to give everyone a second chance to go to heaven. So that's why it's a tricky movie. You know?
It's flatlined. It's dead.
The waveform?
Yeah. Wow, why am I so quiet?
You can scoot up a little bit.
Scoochie.
Now we're talking.
Oh. That made the waveform jump.
I apologize for that one.
Okay, let's okay, so Harley, where are we in the middle of the movie? What happens? He the devil decides, like,
his friend dies and he goes to hell.
I like it.
And he's like, I can't do this to my boy.
I like it.
Dave.
I like it. That should be after he becomes the devil.
It's Patrick.
Patrick.
Patrick died.
That should be after he...
Ice-T strikes again.
Ice-T has bullets that make you go to hell.
Yeah, just on contact.
Well, that should be...
He doesn't shoot him. He just throws him at you.
The bullet.
Just boom.
He flicks him.
You ever flicked a cap before?
Oh, oh my God.
You ever flicked a cap?
Yeah.
He does that with a bullet. Chews him up. Spits him out.
Like a blow dart. okay, so
extra blow.
What's the middle? Because I feel like that should be the point where he's like, I can't send this guy. I can't, like, let him go to hell.
I can't burn this kid every day for the rest of his life.
Yeah. So in between that, there's got to be some sort of bonding. We have to make, we have to make the audience think that Harley is going to love being the devil. Like, he's just going to love it.
He's happy when he gets there.
He's happy. He's happy with the current devil.
He dies. He goes, all right.
He goes, yay. Hell.
All right.
I get the reference. It's okay. I get the reference. Don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad. I get it. Don't worry.
Do you think this visual acting is good for an audio podcast?
I think you are good for an audio podcast.
I don't even know what you said.
I don't even want to know what I said. But I said it anyway.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. I think we hit our limit there. I think you could very distinctly tell where we were done. In the last 30 or so seconds, you could tell.
And that was on episode one.
You could tell in every way that we were over it.
So Harley goes... So he loves hanging out with the devil, right? At the end of our... You know, second act, I'll say, although people don't know what that is, but
when, hey, we get come to, on. When we get to, come like, on, maybe they do,
when we get to like the middle kind of secondary or kind of last half of the movie, he becomes the devil. The devil dies, right? He's old age. He's an old guy.
Maybe he's just, I think he's just tired of his job.
Okay.
He wants to retire.
He retires.
He's like, listen, man, I've done this for so long. I'm just gonna sit by the pool, drink my mojito made of poison, and take a chill pill.
So Harley
kill
becomes
some kids.
Yeah, he's Ice-T.
We found him.
We found Ice-T. We got him.
We get Ice-T. We get Satan himself.
So we got Harley as the new devil, 12 years old, and he's like. And Patrick, he's, you know, he wants to go commemorate. He goes to Harley's graveyard.
Ice-T's there, waiting. He's there is like a, you know, before the coffin goes under, but it's not buried yet. Just yeah. Like the freaking door of the coffin just slams open. And Ice-T with a Glock stands up.
Okay.
He has a bazooka. He just shoots Patrick with a freaking javelin missile.
Oh my God.
Ice-T in a tank comes out and he is ready to kill Patrick.
All I envision is like Ice-T's face, like really mad.
And he says like some dumb line or something.
You go to hell.
Okay.
Okay, well, Icy kills Patrick.
He's the highlight of this movie so far.
Well, we need to make, like, we need to have Ice-T kind of play a role in this movie.
Oh. Ice-T is God.
Correct. But, what is he in the movie?
That was not even, exactly, that wasn't even about the movie.
That was just
a fact. Just some social commentary.
So who, well, let's finish this story first. Harley finds Patrick, he gets sent to hell, he's like, I can't send my friend to the fire pizza doom. And he goes, Pat, get up there, boy.
Pat comes back to life?
No, to heaven.
Oh, because he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. Ice-T, it.
Dang.
Ice-T does not make mistakes.
So Harley sends Patrick to heaven.
Yeah, and then when he does that...
Is that how that works?
Well, when he does that, he's like defied the devil law.
And the devil wakes up.
No, the devil doesn't wake
up. Spits his mojito out. Does a spit take. He goes, well, shit. I messed up.
Ooh.
And he kills himself.
And the climax of the movie will be like...
Is the devil climaxing. Is Ice-T climaxing.
Just one shot of Ice-T.
One frame. gonna pause at the right moment. Sneaks in there, catches you off guard. Just real quick.
Oh my god.
His face.
I'm gonna look up a picture of Ice-T right now.
Okay. Tweet out a picture.
Is it Ice-T or is it Ice the letter T?
The letter T. It's that.
His freaking website is OG Ice-T. This man drives by and shoots two innocent children.
More than two. We're talking thousands.
No, this is Ice Cube.
Wait. Oh, I was thinking of Ice Cube. I'm not going to lie.
You were thinking of Ice Cube?
Yeah.
This man.
I've been thinking about that man all along.
But this is Ice-T.
I know. I made a mistake in my head.
Well, I kind of like... I think Ice-T looks more gangster.
But I think Ice Cube is much funnier of an idea.
Yeah, because he's like... He's like
the face he makes is...
Well, because he's like... He's been in like Daddy Daycare. Yeah. Like really lovable movies.
Drive-by with Kevin Hart.
Okay, we'll do Ice Cube then.
Okay. I don't know. Why did I think it was Ice-T?
Well, Ice-T is just scary. Is... I'm going to be honest. A little scary.
He's old. He's going to die tomorrow.
Oh my god, don't say that about Ice-T.
What if he... Okay. I won't. He's the devil.
What if you just freaking predicted that? I don't want Ice-T to die tomorrow.
It's too late. I have spoken.
Ben has spoken.
Alright, we got Ice Cube.
Okay, we got Ice Cube. I'm just gonna leave a picture up here for commemoration.
Okay, good. Why did I think it... Why would... I don't know. I had a brain.
So dumb. We got Ice Cube.
I've been having a stroke since the moment this podcast started.
Oh my gosh. Fix it.
Take me to a doctor, please.
We got Ice Cube. What were we freaking talking about? Why?
It doesn't matter.
So after Harley sends Patrick to heaven, he's like...
Then what does God do? Bring him in? Is that how God work?
I mean, yeah. Okay. Because Harley makes the convincing point, right? God trusts the devil. They have a symbiotic relationship. It's like Zeus and Hades. They're brothers. So after Harley does that, he understands that all these other people are, good people. They have good lives, so they have
even the pedophiles.
Even the rapists.
Even
Harley's like, everyone deserves a second chance, and so he sends them all to heaven for another screening.
Another screening. Is that how it works?
Like another screening to deem if they if they get sent. Because Ice Cube's bullets, they just send people straight to hell, so they don't really get a choice.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my god, freaking Ice Cube is the freaking Grim Reaper.
No, he's just Ice Cube. This is legit just Ice Cube.
Nah, he is the Grim Reaper.
Okay.
So that's it.
If he's the Grim... So he's the Grim Reaper, but what is he in the movie?
The Grim Reaper. Oh. No, he's God in real life.
Okay. forgot about that part. Okay, well, so, boom, is that the end of the movie?
How are we ending this? I want it to be kind of climaxy.
Oh, we can make that happen.
No, we were gonna get a standoff, a fight between the old devil and the new.
So an ancient biblical being with any power and a 12-year-old boy, mm-hmm. an emo kid
with the power of love. He kisses the devil
on the lips.
Yeah,
with tongue.
Yeah.
And then it goes. The devil goes. Ooh,
devil's into it. So,
who knew I was gay and a pedophile? I am the devil. I mean, that makes sense.
But it's true. Devil can get away with anything. You know, because he's not going to hell.
What? Well, he is going to hell. I think daily.
He's not going to hell. He's in hell. He can do anything he wants.
That's something people think is like, you know, if you know all these sins, you know, with the sex and the drugs and all that, that's all sins. That's all the stuff that is in hell.
Right.
Go to hell. I got the drugs. I got the sex. Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese is a sinful place. Sinners go to Chuck E. Cheese. Only sinners.
Sinners go to Chuck E. Please.
Chucky, please.
Give me the cheese.
Let's end this.
Okay. Goodbye.
Harley.
The devil. Kills the devil.
How?
With a dang bullet from ice.
Oh my, okay, fine.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, fine. Wait, but then where does the...
Oh my god.
Where does... So we're thinking Ice Cube shoots the devil with a magic bullet. But what? Where would the devil go? Straight to the pits of doom? Like Harley works with the Grim Reaper?
They create Hell 2.
The second layer of Hell?
No, Hell 2.
Hell 2.0?
Hell Reloaded.
Hell Reloaded.
It's a movie.
Hell Reloaded. It's just a documentary on the old devil's lifestyle at Hell Reloaded.
Hell 2. Hell Reloaded.
Oh, it's both.
Yeah, it's Hell 2, Hell Reloaded.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
It works on so many levels. Reloaded, the gun.
Oh.
Ice Cube's gun.
The Hell Reloaded. What other levels? Is that the only level?
I'm spitballing here. One okay. at a time. Two well, at a time. Three at a time.
Alright, well, okay, so we got that. We got that out of the way. That's pretty much how it ends. The Ice Cube sends the devil straight to the fiery pits of doom. Straight.
Harley, or like, does the devil go to heaven? And it's torture for him.
I don't know. I feel like he'd still have a pretty great time if he's enjoying mojitos at the pool.
Well, maybe God puts him in the tickle factory.
Not the tickle factory.
Oh, I'm talking tickles.
Oh my god.
Okay. Alright. Frick this movie. We got it. We got it covered.
Okay. All tweens go to hell. And that was all tweens
we mean
go to hell.
Two.
Yeah. By all tweens, we literally just mean like two. Well, I mean, you know.
They don't even like go to hell. They just are sent there because of the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. We could have hell just be filled with tweens. Like
that's
it
like
was
a mysterious
it
happening.
Was yeah, like once you're out of your tween years, if you die
before
you reach teenager,
between 10 and 13,
you get sent to hell.
You go to hell and you got to ring the bell.
Yeah. But after that you're free to go.
Thank God we made it.
I know. Close. That was really close.
Because I am just 13 today.
Thank God.
I'm also a girl.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. I'm sitting right across from you.
I knew it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good for you, man. Welcome back to the Greatest Movie Ever Made podcast. This is, let's pick a second movie, shall we?
Welcome back, everybody.
Yay.
We're here, episode 5. We made it.
You made it.
We did it, and you did not, because we got no tweets.
We got one tweet.
Did we?
We got a tweet.
Did we get a tweet?
Yes, we did. You can check our Twitter right now. We got a tweet.
Okay.
From Z-Stat, or from Zach Stee.
Zach.
Zach S. Good job, Zach. If Zach is listening, Zach, you're the man.
Is he listening?
I hope so.
One question. Yeah. Of all people on Earth, does he have a high chance of listening to this more than most? Because maybe of a knowledge of who he is.
Let's pick another movie.
Okay. From this list, or should we go back to ours, maybe so we can stretch out the sent in ones?
We're going to get a lot of tweets today.
I can see them already.
Why am I getting so many notifications? There are so many game deals happening.
What is it from?
That is from my game deal provider.
Ice Cube?
Yeah, he sends me. He checks my Steam wish list every 20 seconds. He says, yo, Wyden, Luft Razors is 80% off.
I think you got to cross off some of the ones we've done before.
Which ones have we done before?
Didn't we do Double D Smells Again?
We did do Double D Smells Again. Is that still there?
Yeah.
Pizza Boy Goes Pizza Dick.
We talked about Corn Chip Manslaughter 5. Yeah.
Which ones?
Corn Chip Manslaughter 5 we talked about.
Oh, we're never doing Corn Chip Manslaughter 5.
We did it a little bit.
We kind of delved into the...
We touched it. We touched it inappropriately.
Okay, we did Ultimates Go to Hell, I guess. We'll delete that. We're just doing some cleanup. Okay, so we can try another one of his, maybe. Of Zach's.
Okay.
Well, what are you thinking? We got Star Wars. We got Green Day. What happened? And we got Super Sad Man. Now, I think for Green Day, we gotta brush up on our Green Day knowledge before we delve into that one too far.
You're not already brushed up?
I'm not brushed up.
I prepared.
I'm not. Enter the Gungeon is 50% off.
Oh my god.
Thank you, Ice Cube. we got Star Wars. We got Super Sad Man.
And what else do we got? So it's between those two?
Yeah, let's pick one of those.
Well, Super Sad Man, I mean, like, what is he, sad? What kind of a gimmick is that?
Super sad.
Let's go Star Wars.
You want to do Star Wars?
No.
I think we could use Super Sad Man. Because, like, he could use his tears to...
My favorite part about this podcast is when you ask me something, and then when I supply with an answer, you just go with the other thing.
Okay, we'll do Star
Wars. No, we're doing Super Sad Man now that we've had this altercation.
No, we're doing Star Wars.
So the thing about Super Sad Man is that he was actually happy all along. And the podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so...
We're doing Super Sad Man.
Are we?
Yeah.
Super Sad... Here's what I'm thinking about Super Sad Man, is that he, like, fights crime with, like, his tears. Like, his tears are, like, radioactive.
With his tears or with his tits? Calling it back to the original.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it!
Yeah, man.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
He fights, he has radioactive...
He can shoot tears out of his eyes at lightning speed.
So how about he's just like a depressed dude?
Always.
Yeah.
He's crying all day.
Yeah.
He drinks his tears.
Well, maybe
not. Come back into him.
Maybe not.
He can shoot salt out of his eyes. Salt shards.
Okay. Alright.
Straight into the wounds of his enemies. That stings badly.
That could work. Now, we want Super Sad Man to be super sad. So he's a little depressed man. He gets a weird treatment to make him happier, but it only makes him extremely more depressed. Not suicidal, so he's so sad.
In the beginning, he's just a depressed boy.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's new...
Treatment. Mm-hmm.
That can make him be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But it amplifies.
It backfires.
So I've just explained everything you just said.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now he's...
One more time?
So depressed.
He's always crying.
Even though it's not suicidal, He is so...
He's past it.
Depressed.
He's way past suicidal.
He is, like, in another world.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Exactly.
Okay. So, that gives him radioactive tears. That treatment.
Is it maybe, like, some sort of a...
He just doesn't know it
like
yet.
Like an MRI type thing? Like a Hulk type thing?
I mean, it could be.
Gamma radiation.
Here's what I think, though. I mean, yeah, like some sort of radiation thing. I'm thinking the tears, he, like, kind of... He can bottle them up, shoot them, you know?
Drink them.
He can drink them. He can use them as traps. He's all about water contraptions.
What kind of a trap includes water?
You put a bucket over a door. Open the door and they die.
Because you actually put knives in the bucket. All along, it was bullets from Ice Cube's gun.
Oh, Ice Cube just texted me again. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is now 40% off. Thank you, Ice Cube.
I bought one. It was 50% off.
Really?
It might be like 65, actually.
Need to play it. Need to buy it.
I need to play it. I needed to buy it, so I did.
You haven't played it?
Not yet.
You have it and you haven't played it? Why not?
Well, I just bought it when it was super cheap because I know I'm going to want to play it.
Why don't you play it?
It's like a huge game.
What do you mean? You can just like start and stop, save. This is a save file.
The Witcher?
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's no hopping on, hopping off quickly.
There's no hopping on, hopping off quickly.
And I just haven't had time for that, I feel.
I think you have.
I think I definitely have. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to put it in the commit. It's like a huge freaking game. It's like Skyrim.
Yeah, but it is very similar to Skyrim.
You've never played it. So get off my dick. I actually have played a little. I played quite a bit of it, actually, on Xbox.
The Witcher?
Yeah. Well, a good couple hours.
Portion.
But, frick, Xbox.
Oh.
I mean, legit. I bang my Xbox.
What actually are we talking about right now? Super Sad Ben. Sorry, let's get back.
Super Sad Ben?
Super Sad Ben.
You said Super Sad Ben.
No, I did.
Change the title.
Super Sad Man. Alright, let's continue with Super Sad Man. He gets radioactive water. How about there's a guy... Okay, we need his villain, right?
Super Happy Girl.
Now, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was thinking, right?
Were you talking about it, though?
I was thinking, no. I was...
I did.
You did.
So, it's my idea.
So, Super Happy Girl, obviously, is very happy, right?
Wait a second. No. You're telling me she's happy? Or is it like...
But that's what I think that's not like villainous enough,
well,
you know?
Well, you're an exact opposite. You have to change super as well.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't even think it should be super... Or whatever. Moderately happy girl.
It should be...
Adequately happy girl.
What's less than that?
Somewhat happy girl.
Less. Not
happy. Mediocrely happy girl?
Less than that. I mean, super is the extreme.
So just happy girl.
No. What's the opposite of super?
Not super.
Happy girl.
Happy girl.
And it turns out they're one and the same all along. It's beautiful.
No. She's happy. He's sad.
Because if you take the exact opposite of super sad man, it turns out to be the same thing. Because you take... What's the opposite of super?
Not super.
Not super happy girl.
Yeah.
Which means that she's sad too.
Not super happy girl. She's not super happy.
And they turn out to be one and the same.
She's not super happy girl.
Not a poet. That's what I've been...
Wait, so...
This blew my mind about 45 seconds ago.
Oh, wait. Ice Cube just gave me a little price drop. Shadow Warrior 2 is now 50% off.
Thanks, Ice Cube!
Ooh. Everyone get up for Ice Cube. Clutch game deals. I don't get that, though, so we're not doing it.
I think you did get it.
I get it, but it doesn't make sense.
It's poetic.
But it's still not, because if it's not super happy girl...
Well, there's a word for it, I'm sure.
Even if there was a word for it... Okay, we're not... It's too insane for me to even get into it.
I think we should dig into this.
If it's not super happy girl,
oh,
if it's okay, listen. Happy girl is the opposite of sad man. Not
that just gave me a little finger right there.
Super is not the opposite of super.
What? Super is not the opposite of super. His, yes, that is correct.
His non-opposite name is super happy or super sad man. The opposite person's name is super happy girl. But by putting a not in front of it, that transforms super happy girl into super sad man.
I don't know that it does.
Because when you... But no, it doesn't.
I think it's still a girl.
When you when you do the opposite of super happy of not super listen, happy girl, you get
listen.
You still get like a not super sad man. Oh, no, never mind. It's dumb.
All I was doing was just pointing out a kind of fun fact, how if you take the opposite of each word, it just turns out to still be the same.
But it doesn't.
It exactly does.
It doesn't.
It 100% does.
It doesn't. I'm going to prove it to you right now.
Take your pants off.
If you take super happy, super sad man, right? Opposite of super is what?
What's the word for that? I don't know. Oh, look it up. Me. Just so we don't have to keep saying not super.
Super antonyms.
These are just going to be some amazing antonyms.
Very good or pleasant. That is not an antonym.
No, it's gonna give you some super antonyms. Like, oh. Some antonyms that are super! These antonyms are insane!
Bad.
Insignificant.
Insignificant. No, inferior. Inferior. No, inferior. Ordinary.
Inferior.
Because super is like extraordinary. This is ordinary.
No, okay, so order. So you've got. So there's. Let's say there's.
Okay, so yeah,
on
okay,
any.
Fine.
Shh! On any. Oh, ooh, on any level, there are three levels. There's low, medium, and high. Uh-huh. Super is high. Ordinary is medium. We need the low. I'm talking so, opposite. So
inferior.
Inferior.
Okay, so. Super sad man. This
inferior still doesn't sound great. Let's keep looking up some answers. No, we'll just use inferior, because fuck this bit. I want it to be over.
Okay. What you're saying right now makes sense. Super sad man...
Thank you for agreeing with me. On to the next movie.
Super sad man is the opposite of inferior happy girl.
It's the same.
Of woman.
Not the opposite, the same. I'm saying they're the same. Super sad man and inferior happy girl are the same. But each word is opposite. That's all I'm trying to fucking say.
What do you mean? What? What do you mean each word is the opposite?
What's the... So opposite of super...
Yeah.
Is inferior.
Yeah.
Opposite of...
Happy is sad.
Happy is sad and opposite of...
Man, woman.
Yeah, so each word is opposite.
Right.
But when put together, the two clusters of words mean the same thing.
Super sad, man. He's so sad. And an inferior happy woman.
Yeah, so she's not a happy woman. She's a sad woman.
She's still a woman.
I mean, I'm not going down to god dang gender.
So all... Well, she's not... She's just an inferior sad woman. She's not a... It's when you take the... Oh. No, it doesn't mean the same thing. Because...
Yes, it does.
Inferior happy woman means she's just not happy. She is bad at being happy. She's sad.
Because we can't find a better word than inferior is the only reason for that.
Unsuper.
Remember when I said the whole low, medium, high?
Okay, let's just freaking not.
I think
do this
that was
anymore.
That was that was the plot of the movie.
Oh my god,
we're done.
Bye. Okay, so let's just freaking let's do it.
I think we literally just did.
Nope. Oh, are we gonna make the villain?
Ice-T?
Inferior. Are we going to make the villain inferior happy woman? Because here's the thing about inferior happy woman.
She's not even happy.
Okay, Okay, we just need an evil person. Let's just freaking get this out of the way.
Dr. Evil.
Okay. Super. We could be like a kind of B flick, B movie, action movie. Not B as in the bzzz, B as in the letter.
That's where my head went. Was the bzzz?
Really?
Bzzz movie.
That is not where my head went. You are just so dumb.
I hit my wall and I'm good to go. Good night.
All right. Good night. I'll keep talking. So. We got B. It's a B movie action flick. A B. Letter B. Now, in this action adventure flick, we got Super Sad Man. Everything is so cheesy, right? From, we could have it from Professor Smarty Pants. Or no, Professor Von something. Von.
Professor. Struigen.
Professor Von Struigen.
Struigen.
Professor Von Struigen. And he gives...
Struigen.
Okay. And he... Professor von Struigen.
Maxwell
von Struigen.
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 Struigen. Maxwell von Struigen, Dr. Struigen.
The second.
Has given...
Junior.
Has given Super Sad Man his treatment of what he believes will make him happy. And it doesn't. It makes him even sadder. It makes him even worse. Okay, so he has radioactive tears. He doesn't know about it yet until it works.
But doesn't it not work?
What? Does what not work? What?
Exactly what you just said works.
Oh, not the treatment work. I'm talking about the radioactive tears work.
Oh. But they work, but...
They don't work. You're right.
They work because it didn't work.
Right.
They work, it don't work.
Right.
It don't work, it work.
Right.
Work, no work.
Right.
Rihanna? We got her. She's here with us today. That was her.
I heard her.
They all did. Fuck that joke. Not my best. Not all jokes land.
So we got, frickin' Dr. Von Doom. No, Professor Evil. We got Mr. Evil. What was his name? Dr. Evil?
Maxwell von Struigen.
That's the villain?
I thought that's what you said.
That's the professor.
Different people.
Yeah. This is Dr. Doom.
This is
the Octopus.
E?
Octopus.
E.
So we got Dr. Kill.
Mr. Kill.
Mr. Kill. Mr. Killer. And we got, frickin' whatever his name is, frickin'
Captain Death.
Super Sad Man. Super Sad Man's girl gets stolen.
His girl, inferior happy woman.
Okay. Fine. And Super Sad Man has to save inferior happy woman. By killing Mr. Evil Kill. Mr. Kill Evil.
That was Captain Death.
That was his actual last name. He grew up with a last name, Kill Evil Death.
can he be
Marty Kill Evil Death.
Can he be Colonel?
Colonel Kill Evil? That's so good.
Colonel Kill Evil.
It sounds like Captain Knievel or something.
But it's like...
Colonel Can.
It's totally spelled not like
Colonel...
kill, the words kill and evil.
It is.
It's like totally different. It just sounds like Kalevel.
Kalevel?
No, okay, it's Kalevel.
Colonel Kalevel.
Colonel Kalevel.
Oh, okay.
Colonel Kalevel. Colonel Cleaver.
Colonel Colonel. So Super Saiyan goes against Colonel Kalevel. He's like, yo.
Yo, ma.
He's got to freaking save Miss
Maria.
Miss Mondoom.
Miss Monsoon.
Okay. So he uses the power of his tears to freaking bring her back, and there we go. Welcome to the greatest movie ever made podcast.
Is that it? We done?
So what happens, Ben? You tell me the
ending. Whole story.
No, the ending.
The ending.
Yeah.
They kill Colonel Kalevel in the movie ends. He saves the girl.
Let's get into some more detail.
Hmm.
Let's get into some more detail.
he uses his powers to, and there's a moment where you think he won't be able to do it, but then he overcomes it and is able to do it.
So it's like a movie.
You could say that.
You know, I'm just gonna hark back to when we were talking about The River Bleeds. Mm-hmm. I feel like we did a good job with that movie. I feel like I would watch that movie. It is. And this one? Super sad, man. It's a B action. It's a B flick. B rate. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
B rate movie flick action superhero movie. Super Metal. Sad, man. Metal?
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
In his tit.
I'm cradling my leg right now, like a baby.
You get born to that boy?
This boy was born today.
Happy birthday, boy.
I haven't used my leg in 15, 16, 17. I'm older than all those years. Old. Why do I still feel like I'm freaking like 15 years old?
Because we're some of the most immature people on this planet.
Well, that's it for Super Sad Man.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, what more do you want?
What do you want from us?
What do you want from Honestly, Super Sad Man?
Just tweet at us and go home.
Seriously, tweet at us because you know what'll happen. We'll feature it. We featured some of Zach S's.
Zach!
Yay, Zach!
Zach.
That was it? We only did four?
Yeah, we only did was tweet at us.
Oh, okay.
You get one chant per title.
Per title.
That's our guarantee to you. I guarantee it. Ben, chant your name.
Ben guarantees it.
What?
Ben guarantees it.
I guarantees it.
Yes.
He.
Thank you, everyone.
Every one of you.
Every single person who's listening to this podcast, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Especially our friends that don't even listen.
It means a lot to us. We don't have a lot of following. But it means a lot to us if you do tweet us some fake movie titles. We're having a lot of fun with the ones that we're getting sent. It is a breath of fresh air to do someone that some like to have someone write them for us because we
it's
have
a breath of fresh air.
We have really milked our friend
for months.
Yeah, we have really milked our friend of his movie titles, and it's a good
Both
thing.
Both his nipples.
Oh yeah,
dry.
All eight.
He's dead now.
He's in my closet.
Hey,
what's up?
You just hear muffled screaming.
You
hear bones clatter.
So he's screaming, and his bones are on the floor. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. We hope you join us next time on the Greatest Movie Ever Made podcast. I'm Ben.
And I'm Aiden.
Holy frick, I didn't even plan that.
Really?
I actually was like, I'm Ben.
Why did you say you're Ben?
I don't know. I think I was subconsciously trying to say you're like I'm Aiden and he's Ben, but I just freaking said I'm Ben. This is not good, people. My identity is being stolen under my.
But you did that. That was nothing of me.
I don't know. I don't even know how that happened. That was so subconscious that I just said I'm Ben.
Actually, what they don't know is it's one person doing this podcast.
Yeah, or it's ventriloquist.
Two voices.
It's a ventriloquist stunt. Similar to Jeff Dunham.
Don't.
I'm doing.
You did.
Okay, well, we've drawn out this closer for as long
Quite
as we can.
Bit.
Thanks, everyone.
Anymore, and this would be a bad podcast.
Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. We hope you join us next time on the Greatest Movie Ever Made podcast.
Tweet Let's do us one more quick one.
At TGMEM podcast. At TGMEM podcast. I'm Aiden, that was Ben. We hope to see you all next time. Thanks for watching.
Good night.
And listening.
Good night.